everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
These are challenging times, but you don't have to navigate them alone. Welcome to How Can I Help? I'm Dr. Gail Saltz. I'm a clinical associate professor of psychiatry at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, a psychoanalyst, and best-selling author. And I'm here every week to answer your most pressing questions, hopefully with understanding, insight, and advice. The holidays are viewed as time for family togetherness and closeness. But what if your mother-in-law always plants herself at your home for 2 weeks, where she takes control of everything holiday-related and constantly criticizes your every move, including your parenting? What if she feeds the kids constant candy and brings them inappropriate and overdone gifts? Or instead, they come with the expectation of constant entertainment and being waited on. Then, there are the in-laws who always insist you come to them. And while you really want to be with family, the packing up, traveling, and living in their house with your kids is really murder. What can you do to ease the tension of the holidays with your in-laws? Today, I'm answering a question from a listener who is dreading dealing with her mother-in-law as the holidays approach. Dealing with the in-laws during the holidays can be challenging for several reasons, and these challenges may vary depending on your specific circumstances and the dynamics within your family. But here are some common reasons why it can be difficult. Having different expectations. Your in-laws may have different holiday traditions, customs, and expectations than your own family of origin. And these differences can lead to misunderstandings and disagreements about how the holidays should be celebrated. Family dynamics. They can be complex, and issues that have existed for a long time may resurface during the holidays, which can include past conflicts with them, unresolved issues, or just long-standing tensions. Pressure and stress. The holidays, as cheery as they can be, often come with a lot of pressure to create the perfect celebration. And this pressure can be intensified when you're trying to please multiple sets of in-laws or navigate multiple family traditions. The lack of control. When you're celebrating the holiday with your in-laws, you have less control over the planning and decision-making, which can be frustrating if you're used to having more say in your own family's celebrations. Personality clashes. Not everyone gets along perfectly with their in-laws due to differences in personalities, in values, just in interests. These clashes can become more pronounced during the extended periods of time that are often spent together during the holidays. And expectations versus reality. There's often a gap between the idealized image of the holidays and the reality of the holidays. If you have unrealistic expectations of how the holiday should go with your in-laws, it can lead to a lot of disappointment and frustration. So with that, let's get to my listener's question and ask, how can I help? Dear Dr. Saltz, we have 3 children under the age of 6, and life is crazy, strenuous, and stressful, as is. As Thanksgiving is approaching, my mother-in-law is saying she wants to do it, even though honestly, even with the kids, I'd really prefer to do it so we don't have to travel with everyone. In addition, she is asking us to stay with them Wednesday through Sunday, which sounds like torture because managing the kids at their house is really, really hard. We are not on home turf with everyone's stuff. My mother-in-law expects to do a few fun things with them, and otherwise, my husband and I are supposed to do everything to keep them entertained, clean, and fed. And we are all really packed in tight together, and I find the stress of it just very hard to manage and to manage everybody's feelings. I feel if I say no, it's going to cause hard feelings, and if I say yes, it will also cause hard feelings, just from different issues. I really don't know what to do. Can you help? The struggle to maintain your family relationships and your responsibility to yourself to maintain your own emotional boundaries can, and often does, prove tricky. Key in all this is how well, how honestly, and how often you communicate your reality and are willing to listen to hers. It would also be great and even easier if your partner is included in all of this communicating, given it's their mother and your partner and the other parent who is hopefully able to see exactly what you're talking about. In keeping with your expressed feelings, I generally advise people when it comes to emotionally charged holidays that less is more. Having a wonderful visit for a shorter and therefore containable amount of time that is therefore less stressful and, by extension, more enjoyable, even if it leaves them wanting for more, is the better way to go. This is likely a better choice than telling your mother-in-law she has to do much more to care for the kids if she hopes to keep you all there, given you have said she doesn't already freely do that. And it's likely to build resentment on her part if you ask, and she probably really won't do it, and therefore it will result in major resentment on your part. You can ask for more, but expect not a lot more, as it's hard for grandparents to substantially change their stripes. This will leave you quietly seething, and the visit will likely go downhill even more. Rather than blaming her, it would be better to present a united front, meaning get your partner in here on this discussion, to say that 1 or 2 overnights is really all that is manageable with the kids at this point in time. Then you can ask her, so she feels she is having some input, which 1 or 2 nights she prefers of this long weekend. You can, of course, alternatively invite them to your house with the same understanding of one or two nights, as it's hard to host as well with a house full of little ones. Think about how to offload work. This means things like making it a potluck style, where each of you brings things, ordering something in, minimizing the number of dishes served. Do whatever you can to decrease the workload so that you aren't so harried you can't enjoy anything. It is entirely possible to assert your needs at the same time as you are nice and loving. Being kind will encourage your mother-in-law to do the same. Stay focused on the fun things you can and will do together in the time you do spend together. If you go there, bring her flowers, or better yet, ask the kids to make her something, a card, a drawing, anything that shows they and you are thinking of her. It's much easier to keep up with the kindness for 24 to 48 hours as opposed to 4 to 5 days. Tell her if the kids don't melt down, then it will be easier to do more frequently than if it all blows up. Try to settle this with her well ahead of the holiday. It gives it time to either get over or work through with more discussion before the actual holiday arrives, so that everyone can have moved on and into enjoying the days you do have together. Be back in a moment with suggestions to make the holiday negotiations go smoother.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Even on the practice field, AT&T in-car Wi-Fi keeps you connected while in proximity of your vehicle. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. See if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Don't let connectivity be a roadblock in your journey. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use when vehicle is in operation, compatible device and vehicle required.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Back with some further suggestions. When it comes to dealing with your in-laws for the holidays, first, pick off times to travel and celebrate. Traveling at peak times for either of you or your in-laws will cause lots of tension and subsequent crankiness in everyone. You are really just setting yourselves up for disaster. So pick off the days to travel and be together, even if it means not celebrating Thanksgiving Day with them, but instead the day after. Having it be more relaxed will be more important in the long run than the specific day. Again, less is more. Set up the number of days you think you can all tolerate in a good way, being under the same roof, and then stick to it. Tell them this is what will work. It's better to end wanting more time together than to feel like you want to throw them out. Be assertive. You are an adult now and should be treated as such. If something is going on that you really are uncomfortable with, like your mother-in-law wants to spank your child and you don't do that, then remain firm in your rules. Kids may really need their usual schedules, especially when traveling. So despite what the in-laws say, for example, no, they don't need a nap, or I'll have them nap at this hour instead, you stick to your schedule. Decide what matters. When it comes to health, safety, and basic family values, then you really need to hold your ground. However, these family relationships really are important. So try to compromise on the other stuff. Let them do some things their way to show them you respect them too. Just stick to the stuff that is really about safety and health and really core values. Work out disagreements ahead of time. If trouble is brewing, make sure to hash it out on the phone. If you know an argument's coming, several weeks before, say, hey, can we chat? Do this before they come to avoid a blow up over the holiday. Grandparents and in-laws are really valuable relationships, so try to keep up in between the holidays so that resentments and hurts don't build up in between. And then there's not too much expectation being placed on the holiday get-togethers themselves. Think about the importance of communication. Open and honest communication really is key. Talk to your spouse about your expectations and your concerns, and encourage them to do the same with their families. Be willing to compromise and find middle ground when it comes to holiday traditions and plans. You don't all come from the same place. You do have to take turns and do some compromising. And then set boundaries. Clear boundaries to protect your own well-being and sanity. It's okay to say no to certain obligations or activities if they become overwhelming. Focus on the positive. The aspects of spending time with your in-laws, such as creating cherished memories or strengthening your relationship. And think about creating new traditions, like a new holiday tradition with your spouse and in-laws that reflects something of both your backgrounds and both of your values. And practice patience, which can go a long way in diffusing tense situations. If conflicts arise, stop, take a step back, breathe, and try to address them calmly, even if that means later, so that you can be more constructive. Remember, building positive relationships with your in-laws takes time and it takes effort. And it's normal to encounter challenges along the way. Approaching the holidays with understanding, flexibility, and a willingness to work through difficulties can make the experience more manageable and enjoyable for everyone involved. Do you have a problem I can help with? If so, email me at howcanihelp@senecawomen.com. All senders remain anonymous. And listen every Friday to How Can I Help? With me, Dr. Gail Saltz.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.